Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Hey guys, thanks so much for being on the podcast. It's a thrill to join you today. We're so honored you would download these, and we're super encouraged by your comments and you just rating them wherever you listen to your podcast and making comments. It helps more people interact with this content. Well, here at Sugar Hill Church, we've been talking about this idea of confessions of a recovering Christian. And this teaching series on Sundays isn't meant to be controversial. It's really meant to be eye-opening to say there are these moments in our lives when the light bulb goes on and we have this paradigm shift where we realize maybe the way that we've been seeing things isn't all there is. And so week one was all about how we see God. And week two, this last Sunday, was all about the church. And Pastor Chuck had an amazing message about that that I'd encourage you to go to the replay and check out. Well, today I want to talk about that idea of a healthy church. Healthy churches grow, but not every growing church is healthy. And so really, when you boil it all down, there are three key essentials that every healthy church on the planet needs to have as part of their DNA. Not too long ago, my wife and I bought a fairly old used boat. And the boat looks great. And when we would take it out for a test drive or whatever you do with the boat, it ran great. But what we found is after we bought it, when you put it under stress, when you put more people in the boat and you tried to gun it, it began to bog down. It began to skip. It began to lose power. And what I thought might be a big deal ended up being a pretty simple fix. When a mechanic came out, he heard me describe it. He didn't even fire up the boat. He knew exactly where to look. He knew to check out the spark plugs and the distributor cap. And the moment he swapped those two things out, it made all the difference. Well, these three things, when it comes to a healthy church, are like that. They're the spark plugs. They're the things that keep a church firing on all cylinders. And they come from Ephesians chapter 4. In Ephesians 4, Paul talks a lot about unity within the body, but then he says a few things that I think are super helpful when it comes to these essentials. He says in verse 12 that we're to equip his people for the works of service so that the body of Christ may be built up. Now, that's a simple little verse, but there are three elements in there. And since I'm a sucker for alliteration so that I can memorize them, I want to give them to you as the three E's. The first E that he talks about in verse 12 is he talks about healthy churches equip God's people. It's all about equipping. That one of the jobs, one of the main jobs of the church and its leadership is to equip believers, to pour into believers, to begin to say, man, I want to build you up. I want to pour into your life. Now, as a church attender, the flip side of that, of being equipping, is there's really two big elements of equipping. One is spending time in God's word, and the second one is prayer. And that's why we make a big deal about this podcast and about the sister podcast weekday meditations, because what we've found is that the more we're equipped through listening to God, through his word, and talking to God through prayer, God uses those two elements to build us up. So that's the first essential, is to say we need to be equipped. But then he goes on and he says to equip his people for the works of service. Now, if you've been around church for a while, you've heard the church talk a lot about evangelism. It's this idea of taking the good news of Jesus and giving it away to everybody we can. That the church isn't just for us, that Jesus didn't die just for us, but Jesus died for the entire world. And so every single person we come in contact with is somebody that's going to live forever somewhere. Now, let me say that again. That's a big statement. Every single person you come in contact with, and even those you don't come in contact with, is a person that's going to spend forever somewhere. And so we need to take the good news of the gospel to them, that Jesus beat death, that he is God, and that he can forgive them of their sins. And so that's the second E. It starts with equipping through Bible study and prayer, and it leads to evangelism, us sharing the good news of Jesus. And then the third E is simply what I call this idea of equipping, evangelism, then encouragement. Sometimes in churches, people call it fellowship, but it's this idea that we realize we need each other, because he says we're to equip the saints for the work of service, and then he ends the verse by saying this, so that the body of Christ may be built up. In other words, we need everybody in the body. We need each other. God wired us differently. He gave us different temperaments and personalities and wirings, and we need all of those pieces and parts to be fitted together. One of the ways that Paul often talks about the church is he talks about it being a body, that every body needs all the parts functioning. And what begins to happen when we have these three E's together, when we have equipping, evangelism, and encouragement, what begins to happen is we grow in our faith. He says in verse 14, then we will no longer be infants that are tossed back and forth. And so he talks about this idea of growing up. So when it comes to the church, there's a lot of things the church could do. There's a lot of things that people think it ought to do. But there's at least three things that God himself, through his word, says that we must do. We need to equip, we need to evangelize, and we need to encourage. And man, I'm telling you, just like the spark plugs in that used boat, these spark plugs in our faith can make all the difference. So today, I want to encourage you, think about, how does that apply? Are you being equipped? Are you spending time in God's word and prayer? Evangelism, are you sharing the good news of Jesus? Are you sharing what Jesus has done in your life? And then encouragement, are you plugged into the body? Are you in a small group? Are you in a group where you can do life with somebody? Because when these three things are there, the church begins to blossom. But man, if there's something missing, it's going to stall out. Well, I'm over time for today, so I'll let you go. But I hope you'll join us back here tomorrow for Wednesday's edition of the podcast, when Rhonda McMahon, our kids pastor, will be on here with another encouraging word straight from the Word of God. And our hope is that it really would encourage you in your walk with him. Have a great day.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.